very soft and gentle initiation. And what I want you guys to remember is this. You guys, most of my students, make a very big mistake. You guys put me on the throne, and I learn, and I teach you, and then you guys do, and you always stay forever a student. That's wrong. You shouldn't stay forever a student. You should think, I want to learn everything I can, so later I can teach others and give other people initiation. Because if you don't hold your vows, transform your mind, transform your speech, have good motivation, and push yourself to do more, how will you give dharma to other people? Then when I die, everything's finished. So you have to think, I have received this initiation. In the future, I wish to pass it to others. I want to pass it to the others not because I want offerings or I want respect or praise. I want to pass it to others because this is such a beautiful initiation and it can benefit people. Since it can benefit people, I need to do this initiation. I need to get it. I need to practice it. And most important, I need to hold my bodhisattva vows. If I hold my bodhisattva vows and do this retreat, I can give other people initiation. We should think like that. For example, in the future, how is Cha going to give people initiation? If Cha always thinks, I cannot do this, I cannot improve, I cannot push myself, I cannot accomplish this, I'm not able, then what you're doing is this, is due to our own selfish mind, we make Dharma die. You know how we make it die? Because we say we cannot do it. So if you want to do it, learning this is quite easy, isn't it? It's not very hard. You just write a lot of notes. But before you give the initiation, you have to hold your vows very well. You have to keep your smile clean. If you do that without attainment, you can give the initiation. See, the prerequisite for giving the initiation, you have to be sincere and you did your best. Does everybody understand? So you shouldn't sit in this room thinking, let's always import Tibetan lamas from the monastery to do it for us. We should think, we need to do it. I want to do it. But if you want to do that in the future, how do you need to start right now? David? Alright, another way, Paris?
Fulfilling our commitments.
Correct. Chiang, another way?
Pull off someone.
Correct. Do you need to have attainments to do this, Bonita? Correct. But you need to be sincere, you need to have done the retreat, and you have good samaya, then you give this initiation. You guys should give this initiation in the future. You should do it. You shouldn't always think the lamas and the monks must give. Any sincere practitioner can give it. Do you guys understand? And the advantage is this, in Zhonghua's retreat, you don't have to do a fire puja. You just need to do his retreat, the long one, which I can show you, I know it. And then after you finish the retreat, you're authorized to give the initiation. Isn't that nice? And since TKL's main Yidang, open Yidang, is Zhonghua, Jitin Zima, why don't we master this? How do we start? Holding our vows, improving ourselves. What has our Lama been scolding us about, telling us off about? Is he still scolding us? You say, oh, he's not scolding us because I don't go near him. That's your fault. If you don't go near your Lama so your Lama doesn't scold you, it doesn't mean you become better. It just means you're avoiding. So that we need to do this every single day. We need to do this kind of practice. Keep our samaya, push ourselves, do our work well every day. Then when we get the initiation, it has a lot of power. Does everybody understand? So you shouldn't always think, I cannot. You should think, I will. And I'm going to do it. Starting today. What we did today was the talk of a ceremony. But more important than a ceremony is our practice inside. Genni Ma, you met him? He doesn't know any pujas. He doesn't know any rituals. Do you remember? He doesn't know anything. One puja he doesn't know, but he can control the weather. Remember, Shah? How come he doesn't know pujas, but he can control the weather? Because he's gained bodhicitta. And all the gods listen to him. All the nagas will listen to him when he gives an order, because he has bodhicitta. So you know the rituals? Good. I'm not very interested in rituals. They're nice, but I'm not interested. I'm more interested in retreats. But I'm not saying the rituals are important, they're important. But what's more important is gaining love and bodhicitta. For the ritual to be effective, you must have a sincere concern for others. You must put others' concern in front of your own. Then it becomes very powerful. If you always break your Lama's commitment, you always go against your Lama, you always lie, steal, lazy, you always are sneaky, you always cheat, how will you pass Dharma to other people? Then when you look at other people suffer, don't you want to do something? How do you do something? You need to do your practice every day now. If you don't do your practice now, when you see people suffer, actually you're allowing them to suffer. You understand, Chuck? David? The meaning? You're allowing them. Why? Every time you break your samaya, you allow other people to suffer. When you break your samaya, you cannot help other people. Every time you're lazy, or you don't do your work, or you lie, or you're lazy, or you push work to other people, you're letting other people suffer. Why? Because you allow it. Every time you let your big ego win, every time you want to argue to be right, every time you don't care the result, you just want to be right, you allow other people to suffer. Why do you allow people to suffer? Because you're not improving yourself to become someone that can help others. And the whole pure mindset of Amitabha, the whole basis of Tantra, is others before yourself. So the pure mindset, the Chinese Mahayana, recite Amitabha Sutra is beautiful. But they don't care about others, they always want to win, they always want to be right, they always hide with ego. If you recite the sutra, you cannot get to Amitabha's paradise. You guys understand? So you have to think, it's now, it's this moment. It's this moment. So the bottom line is what? You or other people. That's the bottom line. You or other people. So if it's you, you break your samaya, you lie, you be lazy, you put your work on other people, you always become right, you always argue with people, you always make sure you're first. If it's you. Then if it's you, even you know Dharma very well, you waste your life. You waste your chances. So if you always think about others first, then you're doing Tathagata's practice before you even get initiation. And then when you get the initiation will be very easy. And the practice will be easy. Why? The basis of all practice is self or others. The basis. Zaba, Zikten, the foundation. So every time you want to argue with people to be right, you should think, this is Dharma. And it's difficult, catch yourself. Every time you want to lie, because you are lazy, you want to cover, catch yourself. No, I'll tell you. Every time you want to be lazy and push your work onto other people, you catch yourself. Every time you break your samaya, repair immediately. Repair. Every time you do work, people around you is growing, but you're still staying still, but you're going backwards, catch yourself go forward. That's Sangha's practice. That's Sangha's practice. Does everybody understand? So for many days, you guys have worked very hard learning rituals and pujas. Rituals and pujas are very nice. For them to be effective, you have to have some measure of compassion. If you don't have compassion and you do the pujas, it's effective, but very little. Do you guys understand? You better think about that. Now we're building TKL. We're not talking about TKL later. Now we're starting to build now. No more time to wait. You procrastinate, oh, I think I'll be a good person next time. I think I'll improve myself next time. Oh, this time I can't help. Oh, this time I'm lazy. Oh, this time I can't improve myself. This time I can't hold myself. This time I can't hold on to my promise. Oh, I do next time. No more time. TKL is coming up now. So how many years have we delayed? Improving, breaking our commitment, lying, not making ourselves better. How many years have we done that? Now we don't have any more time because TKL is growing. No more time wasting. Does everybody understand? That's good. So if you want to get Tsongkhapa's initiation and you're sincere, I don't mind giving you. I can give it. But can you hold it? Once you get the initiation, can you hold it? And you say, oh, I can't hold it, I'll break it, I'll wait till later. You shouldn't think like that. You shouldn't think, I will wait till later, next time, I'm not ready yet, I need more time. You shouldn't think like that anymore. Do you know why? Because TKL is coming up. How many more years do you need to think about it? How many more years do you think you need to improve? You got to do it now. How many more years do I? No more. Does everybody understand? Gotta do it now. This is not for you to be sad. This is for you to say, I gotta do it. This is like a wake up call. This is not meant to make you sad or put you down or put you like you're so naughty, scold you. This is meant to say, yeah, I gotta wake up now. TKL coming up already. They're already digging on TKL land. Everybody saw MMS, right? Now let's start. How many more years do we want to waste? How many more years do we want to break our samaya? How many years do we want to argue? How many years do we want to win? How many years do we want to be afraid? How many more years do we want to lie and be sneaky and not do our work well? How many more years do we want to push our responsibility up to this? Never. That's what we must think. TKL is coming up. So what does that mean, TKL is coming up? We have a lot of job to do in the near future. So if we have a lot of job to do, our mind has to be ready to take care of so many people. Otherwise, why build TKL if we're not going to take care of people? All the people coming up there to learn, to ask questions, they want to know ritual, they want to know about Dharma, we have to be ready to take care of them. Everybody understand that? Me? We cannot waste time anymore. All the work we've done these 2, 3, 4 weeks, all the writing, all the transliteration, all the hours of listening, typing, printing, listening, typing, the frustration, the happiness, the excitement, the depression, all that we experienced, and then making the trauma, learning, making food for the moms, you know, going shopping, buying, cleaning the place, repairing, learning together. All this that we've done, we've finished. We have finished. And we have done such a good job. And we have done it with such a good motivation. Now it's all finished. The monks are leaving in 2 days' time. Our work here is finished. We learned such beautiful pujas. Now we can benefit so many people. And how many weeks of hard work have we done? How many times did we reread the manuscript? How many times did we ask Pujapati and Genlo Sanyashi? How many times did we revise? So many times. We made so much effort and now we got the result. And now what we need to do is just practice what we've learned and then we can benefit so many people. How fortunate we are the last 4 weeks we spent doing this with monks, doing something beautiful. How fortunate we are. Now think. Everything comes to an end. Now from all the trial and tribulation and hard work and effort and study and practice and learning that we have done and typing and reading, all that we have done, all the long nights we have stayed up doing this, we dedicate that Tsongkhapa's doctrine will go into the 10 directions. We dedicate all our hard work that Tsongkhapa's doctrine will go into our own heart, that our selfishness, our miserliness, our ego, our wish to be right, our laziness becomes destroyed on Tsongkhapa. We dedicate it towards that. We dedicate for TKL to grow and become huge and become a powerful institution to bring Dharma to many, many people in a skillful way. How fortunate we are to have the monks here. How fortunate we are to be here together as Dharma brothers and sisters. How fortunate we are to be a puja group and learn all these holy items. How fortunate we are to suffer so many weeks to learn this. We suffer so much, and it's not even for us. It is to bring it to other people and benefit other people. How beautiful I feel to work so hard these few weeks for other people. I work so hard these few weeks for others, and I'm so happy to do it. And I'm going to do it again and again and again. Yes, it was suffering these few weeks. Yes, I was exhausted. Yes, I was tired. Yes, I was sleepy. Yes, my body hurt. Yes, I was frustrated. But it wasn't for me. It was for others. How beautiful. I suffered for others. May I do more and more in the future. May I do Dharma work and benefit many, many people in the future again and again. How beautiful it is to do Dharma. Because when I do Dharma, I suffer. When I don't do Dharma, I suffer. But when I don't do Dharma, I suffer for myself. When I do Dharma, I suffer for other people. How wonderful my life is. How fortunate my life is. May I never be separated from Lama Tsongkhapa, my Guru, Tsongkhapa. May I never be separated from my Yidam Vajupini. May I never be separated from my powerful, swift Dharma protector. One more time. 聚集教会。I will absorb any difficulties in my body, speech, and mind so that I can learn the Dharma to benefit others. Any difficulties I absorb and I'm happy to accept. Even sometimes I feel lonely. I wish to have a relationship. But this loneliness that I feel is not for myself, it's for others. The other people's loneliness come to me when I suffer. When we do Dharma, of course we feel lonely. Of course we cannot have a relationship or do this as much as we did do Dharma. But it's not for us. Of course my back hurts. Of course my legs hurt. Of course my mind hurts. Of course my speech hurts. But it's not for me. I gladly suffer for other people. May other people's suffering come to me. Long term Dharma. And I also dedicate all the merits these few weeks that we've collected. May Katanji have a very long life. May Genwa Sanyishi's Gishi Haram finish. May TKL come up. I dedicate all my merits for others. Last but not least, from this few weeks of doing work for Dharma, may my beautiful mother, may my beautiful father, and my relatives and the people that have helped me have long life, just like in Jeremji's practice, wisdom, compassion, and freedom from suffering. May my parents gain benefit from me doing this practice. Think about that very strongly. Think very strongly about your parents now. May my mother have long life. May my mother, my father have long life. And if my mother and father have passed away, may they take wonderful, powerful rebirths. I will not be staggered by it. May they have powerful rebirths to be born under powerful lamas. May they be their students to practice Dharma. When my mother and father die, may they become the student of Pabunga, Trijang, and Song Rinpoche directly due to my merits. Good. And that's how you help your parents by doing Dharma work. That's how you help. Right? May my mother and father take rebirth as Sanji, Trijanji, and Pabongwamji's root student, attendant, cook, assistant, and to serve these high lamas. Would that be beautiful? What's better for my mother and father when they die? I don't want them to die, but they will die. When they die, may become like that for them. Just think like that. You guys understand? That's why when you do Dharma work, it helps your parents. The best way. Let's fold our hands to Katanji, say thank you. Thank you, Katanji. Everything very nice. Therefore, again, thank you, Genro Sanyishi. Thank you very much. You guys don't say thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. And thank you.